News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I will happily suck your soul out through your phone for 4 minutes instead of tapping out a response that could take less than 4 seconds. That is according to Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Because Esther, you love an Al WhatsApp voice note.
I bloody love the voice notes, Ciara. I'm actually obsessed with them. Like, they're my new thing. That's how sad my life is.
Well, you see, I kind of will give this to you because I have interviewed you several times and you are actually quite entertaining. But in the main...
That's the nicest thing you ever said to me, Ciara. I'm a bit scared now.
About what's like coming next. No, I'm in very good mood. I'm in a very good mood this morning. But like, a lot of voice notes are horrific, droning monologues that like, you know, you can only listen to at top speed just to get through them.
Yeah, but you can put them on top speed. When in real life can you put a boring old fart on top speed? Like, you can just fly through it. And, like, the other, like, you see, I suppose I'm the kind of whole my side of things. They're so handy. Like, a good voice note, I'll give you that, Ciara. It should be fun, fast, and informative. Like, three words that don't describe mine, to be fair. Like, I just love, but you see, it depends who's sending them. Like, I said in the column, like, I'm so lucky. I actually have very funny people in my, you know, in my contact list that send me. Like, I'd be breaking, I'd be, like, drinking my tears sometimes with some of them. And I'm in my car a lot, you know, I'm driving the kids somewhere. I can't type out. Because obviously it's dangerous. So it's like, now, of course, the radio is on all the time instead to News Talk.
If I don't
have the radio on, like, it's like your own little mini podcast with people you know and people you love. And if they're being kind of a bit pain in the arse and Grandpa Simpson talking about onions on their belts or whatever, you know, you can just fast forward them. Like, I love it. There's nothing not to love. Plus, my kids hate them.
Onions on your belt. I don't think my kids open them. I think when I send them a voice note, they have no idea. It's like a mystery to them. They obviously know how to open them because they are digital natives, but they just choose perhaps not to open them. Do you not feel, because sometimes I do see it, and the other week it says on the bottom of the voice note how long it is. It'll say like 3.5 minutes. And I do look at it and think, that's time I'll never get back. I occasionally don't open them myself because I think I can't make myself listen to it. And I want is a yes or a no.
Yeah, no, I love your boundaries. I can never do a yes or no thing. When it genuinely just needs a yes or no, I'll start rummaging about, like, and wait till I tell you what I did last night. But I have, like, certain people that's, I haven't spoken to them in probably months and months, but I'll hear their voice. And that's why I love it. Like, I don't have time for a big catch-up, maybe, say, or, you know, if you ring someone, you're like 17 hours later going, oh, Jesus, you know, and they're making the dinner and they're still talking to you. Whereas, like, they'll send me one back, I'll send straight one back, and they can listen to it when they want. They don't have me interrupting them, which is probably an added bonus for everyone. And it's just like this lovely connection that I have with people that I normally wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't pick up the phone with them.
But you are quite charming. I just think that you could be an aberration, because I know that when I send a voice note, what I tend to do is I start off with the line, this is too long to text. And then I talk for about 6 minutes, right? So, like, I'm a absolute, like, I was going to say an expletive. I'm a dreadful voice note person. And Jonathan Healy says I send them all the time, but actually I don't particularly to him, because would you be bothered? But he's also, by the way, he's just also saying here in my ear that he didn't know you could fast forward them, and this could be a game changer.
Long rambling messages. I just wanted to send this. Oh my, they're so painful, Esther. You should hear them.
Well, you're welcome. I just saved you half the time of listening
to it. You did. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
What a newbie. Like, I can't believe you didn't know that.
That's I know. It's because he's so old and dim that he can't even use his phone. But Esther, do you find that people are you a giver and a receiver of these voice notes with equal happiness?
At this hour of the morning, Ciara Kelly. Depends. So I have anyone kind of older than me, I'd be like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? I have an uncle, he's actually hilarious. I should probably make a podcast out of them because the kind of rambling and the, you know, he'll sing a song and everything. Like he actually thinks he's on the radio or he's sending some like really
it's
important,
a performance,
you know,
kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, and you're like, oh bloody hell! And you literally, I've never listened to it through, but I like zing zing zing, and there'll actually be no information. But most of like, so there's three kind of tiers. There's I need to get information across, and I literally can't text because I'm trying. You know, get the dinner on, call. You know, I want one child is here, the other child's there. You have to pick them up at 7. You know, the quick, like, and my husband hates them, and that gives me more pleasure than the second tier is the lovely ones. The I just passed your house going to yoga. I do this every single week. We must get a coffee. Wait till I tell you. And then when I come out of yoga the hour later, there'll be one back for me. And I listen to her. I haven't talked to that girl in like a year probably, but you know, I have this relationship with her. And then the third one is the, you know, oh my God. But you know, do you know what? Remember, do you know what I was just thinking? What's the best thing about it? Remember, long ago, Kira, and if you left a voicemail for someone, and then you get the fear, like in perhaps you had one or two too many drinks, or perhaps you were like cross at the time, or and you can't remember what you kind of said in them, or you, whereas you can listen back to your own voicemails as well, like, and kind of go, oh, that no, that was
look,
all right, you know.
I think you have lit on something that will excite the nation, and thank you for joining us this morning on that. That is Esther McCarthy, a lifestyle editor and Saturday Weekend Magazine columnist with The Examiner.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.